thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for Cade being here.
Mommy, I want oatmeal.
He makes me so happy whenever I think about him. Daddy, he puts a smile on my face. And my heart gets all happy. And I thank you, God, for Hope being here. And I like her shirt, Santa's Cookie Tester.
Santa's Cookie Tester.
And I like Luke's changing shirt. What is it? Spider-Man or what?
Venom and Spider-Man.
That's cool.
It gets changed to Venom and Spider-Man.
I love spending time with my children. I thank you, God, for giving the baby a nap bright and early on this wonderful day. For providing for all our needs, God, you provide for us ahead of time. You're amazing. Like, you're so incredible. I thank you, God, for being so incredible. Guess what we're doing? What are we doing?
Quiet.
We're praying. Yeah. And how are we when we pray?
Quiet.
We're quiet.
Kate!
You're going to get your God notebooks out. Do you want to add to the prayer? That would be so beautiful. Do you have something to add?
Dear God, please help us to have a great day. And please give us a wonderful bike ride. Out anybody falling. And this time, everybody is great. And everybody goes on a bike ride. And we loved it. And Mama didn't fall and die this time.
That's a good prayer. Okay, how about
you? Mommy's laughing because your prayer was funny.
Jesus' name, please help me not got me sick and not hit. Jesus' name, please help me obey and not get a timeout. Amen.
Oh, that's a good prayer.
Oh, I never had one.
Pray. Okay, and Lord Jesus, I just do want to call into health Mosky, Grandma. We command that the liver be healed in Mosky. We command that the neurology and the plaque in the heart would dissolve, that the neurology would be completely whole and healthy in Jesus' name. Lord God, we are so blessed by you. Like, I am just spilling over with joy and with gladness. You are so good and you are so true to your word, and you bless those that obey you. We just desire to obey you. I thank you, Jesus, for the special anointing on my life, even right now, especially right now.
Mom, can you help me close my back?
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks for what?
For offering. That was nice.
Guess what? We had 3 victories yesterday while I was playing.
What?
And on the computer.
Oh.
So thank God for that.
Good, that's good.
It's a really, really hard game.
Yeah?
Yeah. And okay. We got 3 victories.
All right, I'm going to keep praying now, okay? Okay. I just do want to bring Christine to you, God. You know she's being brought to you over and over again. But I bring her and the family to you that they would hear you clearly and that they would obey you, Lord Jesus, that they would understand what you have for her in this season, that she would be full of miracle, that her body would be full of miracle, and she would be healed in the mighty name of Jesus, that all of the things leading to death would just be turned, and that she would be brought into new life and new youth, that she would be restored as on eagle's wings. Holy Spirit, I thank you for the regeneration of every cell, the regrowth of every place that is going to rest. We command those things to come back into being, Lord Jesus, and we ask, God, that our hearing would be clear.
And live.
She's using oil pastels.
That are...
You can use them.
Cade, I'm praying. Listen up. And she's using her own materials.
Okay. This.
Thank you.
It's not.
I know, Hopi. We thank you, God, that You teach us how to be with you and to trust you and to... You're the Lord of hosts. You host our lives. And you cause good for us and not harm. I thank you for establishing the home for us, for the ministry, for the people, for even secrets, Lord Jesus.
And living creatures.
You form all things. You form all things, and you do it in your perfection.
And start it all over again where everything's good.
Yeah. And we do bless this new thing that you've started with perfect health. Lord Jesus, with the gender that you've assigned, with the everything perfect in the name of Jesus,
but
we bring health.
The good thing about Christine is that she's still alive.
Yeah, she is. And Lord God, we ask for...
goodness.
Self-control in the body, that we would bring the right nourishment.
And goodness.
Through what we eat and what we drink and how well we sleep, God.
I have a question.
Thank you for the ability to focus, even though things are loud around us. Thank you for the ability to be kind and gentle and generous and to be walking in your ways in the name of Jesus. What is your question? Luke, what is your question?
And spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And also living animals that fly.
Living animals that fly?
Yeah, like eagles.
What do you want for the eagles?
Eggs.
You want eggs for the eagles?
Yeah.
For them to be healthy?
But chicks cheap if the eggs.
Chicks cheap if the eggs hatch?
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, Cade, your turn.
I was just going to start about the older boy's thing.
What?
Follow me, but he's doing it.
Oh, you can have some of mine, too, while you're waiting, if you want. Okay, I'm going to bless you with success, freedom, friendship, good stewardship, discipline in your mind, creativity, and recreation. Because you honor God. We declare that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, our strength, our mind, and our neighbors as ourselves. We know the tongue has the power of life and death. Our words are pleasant, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. They are gentle, a tree of life. Our answers are gentle, deflecting anger.
I have a question.
What?
Why do spirals always... have
words? Well, that's off topic, so I'm going to talk about it later. I'm going to keep praying. I'm praying for you to give you a blessing. Do you want a blessing?
Yeah. I can give myself a blessing.
Okay, give yourself a blessing.
Well, I can ask it out.
Okay.
Please help Christine. Be healthy and be good. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Our answers are gentle, deflecting anger. We do the truth. We come to the light that our deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. We let the Holy Spirit renew our thoughts and attitudes, and we put on our new nature and are renewed as we learn to know our Creator and become like Him.
That's the armor of God.
You're right. God chose us to be His holy people that He loves. So we clothe ourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We do make allowances
is the armor of God.
For each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends Jesus. We remember that the Lord forgave us, so we must forgive others. We clothe ourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And we let the peace that comes from Christ rule in our hearts. For as members of one body, we are called to live in peace, and we are always thankful. We do not conform to the pattern of this world, but are transformed by the renewing of our minds, so we will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. We do what God requires of us, what is good, which is to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Him.
And what is wrong and what is right.
And what?
And what is wrong and what is right.
We know what's wrong and right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because God teaches us. That's right. And we know God's divine power has given us everything we need for a good life through our knowledge of him.
And like I build so many swords.
We know he called us by his own glory and goodness. And we know that he's given us his very great and precious promises. Yeah.
Amen.
So that through them,
at once,
we could participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world. We make every effort to add to our faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. We keep our hope, which is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. Don't touch his things, okay? God created our home. Answer me.
Okay.
And helps us put everything in place. It's a place to be lived in. We ask the Lord, we seek the Lord, and we knock on the Lord's door. Because we will receive from him, we will find him, and he will open the door for us. We enter his gates with thanksgiving, bless you, and his courts with praise. Go wash your hands in with soap and water. We give thanks and praise the name of Jesus. We serve wholeheartedly as if serving the Lord. No, you need soap and water. Okay?
But I need it too.
We know. Ask Daddy to lift you. We know.
I can do this.
The Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do. We work diligently. Diligent hands will rule. Bring wealth and be satisfied. We discipline our children and they give us peace. They delight our hearts. We know that no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. But we also know that later on it produces a harvest of righteousness by those who have been trained by it. We are peacemakers because we are children of God. I have messed this up. We are patient because we have great understanding. We wait patiently on the Lord. Two, and he turns to us and hears us. The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And I thank you, God, that Cooper men stand above reproach and are faithful to their wives, temperate, with self-control, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, and not quarrelsome, and not a lover of money. I thank you, God, that Cooper women submit to sacrificing and loving husbands and win them over without words by our behavior when they see the purity and reverence of our lives. We have inner beauty, the unfading beauty of a gentle, quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. And we are of noble character. Our husbands have full confidence in us, and we lack nothing of value. We do bring good to them and work eagerly with our hands. We provide food for our families and set about our work vigorously, and our arms are strong for our tasks. We have no fear for our households, and we are clothed in strength and dignity. We speak with wisdom and give faithful instructions. We watch over the affairs of our households. And I thank you, God, that our children give peace, and they are a delight to our hearts. They obey us because they belong to you and because this pleases you. Holy Spirit, we just dedicate this family to you once again. We know that we are in your hands and we are for your purposes. So let it be. Let the things that you desire be. We say yes and amen to your plans, and we thank you, God. Okay, you're going to get out your God notebooks, and you're going to open to a new page, and you're going to stop fighting. And you're going to write Psalm 23 as neatly as you can, just like me.
Mom, Psalm 23.
Sure. Cade can help you. He's a really good writer. Mm-hmm. Psalm.
I don't want help. Okay.
You need help.
Don't need help.
20.
Mommy, can you help me?
3. You want Mama's help?
Yeah.
I can help you.
I want it. So I can get a dollar.
Psalm 23, you wouldn't get a dollar for that.
Yeah, because you're
old. Okay, let's get your notebook out. Don't do sticks on Cade, please. Hopi, wow, that is quite red.
That is a bloodstorm. That's a bloodstorm.
Kind of crazy.
It's a bloodstorm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Breakfast?
Do you want
breakfast? Okay, Lukey, you're going to do yours here. Psalm
23.
I'm going to do booster room. Is it over there? The booster.
It's there? Is that what he's sitting in now?
I mean, he's not going to stay in the sanctuary.
Yeah. Does he stay in the booster?
Yeah, he cannot bubble this yet.
Oh, okay. Wow. That baby.
Hi, that baby. That baby is getting big.
Hi, baby.
Victory, are you cute?
Hi.
Victory, you cute?
Hey. Mom, cute. I'm just going to put it right here.
Okay. Do you want to use this bowl for him? He can have some of mine.
Mom,
okay.
I won't hit you. I won't.
No, you're not sitting there because I'm working.
Mom, I'm not.
I'm teaching you.
I will promise I won't hit you.
Sit in your spot. I know you won't hit me. Okay. I was just eating some of it, but I'm teaching, so I'm not eating and teaching at the same time. Oh, you're cold. Look at his little tiny mouth shivering. That's funny.
Were you shivering? Let me see that little pony.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, shall we show them? Oh, you're
so cool.
Look at it.
Calm down.
That side and that side.
Okay, you're making a mess. Sit down, Luke. Okay, this is the Psalm of David. Let's write David. Oh. Ready? Hopi, flip the page and find a page. David.
Mom, I found a page.
The best day ever having a princess. So wet. Like a bloody shit.
This is. Watch, Lukey.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Watch. Say D.
D.
A.
A.
A. Id. David. You got it.
Like a David.
Okay.
Like. Where's Elisha's friend?
I don't know. I'm going to draw a
Maybe
shepherd's
hook. Maybe it's Elisha.
I'm going to draw a shepherd's hook because David said, Jehovah is my shepherd. I do not lack.
But why is somebody holding it?
And then he said, yeah, somebody, you can make somebody holding yours. In pastures of tender grass.
Hey.
This is the grass. Make grass.
But make the sheep.
And then David said, he causes me to lie down in the grass. Okay? So I'm going to make David happy lying in this grass. He's so happy. He's just relaxed. Right? We like to lay in the grass.
I love to wrestle with Daddy.
It feels good. Really? You like to wrestle with Daddy in the grass? It feels nice. He's relaxed. Right? He feels good. He's got some hair. He's not bald.
Okay.
Okay, quiet. He causes me to lay beside still waters. Quiet waters. Here's my little stream by David. And that's like how he is with us.
How he does he have to drink from the stream?
He can if he wants.
Like a mermaid.
Oh, I can see why you say that. Okay. He says, my soul he refreshes. David is referring to his heart being so happy. So let's write a heart in David's body. My soul he refreshes. He leads me on paths of righteousness for his name's sake. If we're righteous, we're in right standing with God. So I'm just going to draw a cross up here to be in right standing with God. Hey, Hope, what is my expectation of you right now?
Writing.
Okay, you need to draw your pictures. Get a new page and draw your pretty pictures, too. Okay, Lukey, you draw also.
But, Mom, I don't know how to draw.
He said, even if I walk in a valley of death shade. Here's him walking in a valley of death shade. Look, here he's walking. And this is like a valley of death shade. Here, we'll draw shade. He says, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. So let's draw God with him. Will you just represent God with a cloud and some stars? Because God is in heaven too, but he's in our hearts. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Going way too fast for me to keep up, so I'm just going to stop.
No, no. I can slow down. That would be a better way to talk about that.
Like slow motion.
I can slow down. That would be a much better way to deal with this. Cade, try again. Bless me.
No, it's bless you.
Okay, Psalm 23. While you're drawing, I'll just read over what I did before. A Psalm of David. Jehovah is my shepherd. I do not lack. In pastures of tender grass, he causeth me to lie down. By quiet waters, he doth lead me. My soul he refresheth. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, bless you. Bless you, baby. Bless you, baby. Also, when I walk in the valley of death's shade, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Dad, I love you.
You write David. Oh, that's a good D.
Mommy, I love you.
I love you. Okay, Lukey, you got to draw yours too. You're not keeping up.
Mom, I don't know how to write a capital D.
Let's do grass, because David's laying in the grass.
You have to write it. I don't know how to write grass.
Just grass. Like that.
I don't know how to fight David.
And then let's do the staff of God, because he said, oh, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You make me to lie down in green pastures.
Mom, how does a staff look like that?
Draw happy David with some hair. Or happy
I would
viral
make David mad because of the evil.
He's happy because God is with him. So he's like super happy.
I'm the way to death shade.
The death shade down here?
I'm on white.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do the water. You lead me beside quiet waters. Here's the water. And he's peaceful down
and
there.
And here's him.
He says, oh, I'm so peaceful.
There's so much lint in my hair.
Lint? You need to take a dandruff? You need to take a shower? You might need a shower. Are you drinking your water?
Mom, made them.
Good job.
Death shade.
All right, and put God with him because David says, I'm not scared. I'm fine. Right? And then, you know what David said? David said, I know that God, you put a table in
I'm
front
not
of.
Scared.
I did it. His elbows on his knees.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. David said, boy, you set a table for me in front of my enemies. So I'm going to draw a table. He said, God, you prepared a table for me.
Eat me.
And here's David's enemies. Looking on the side. And they're super angry. Because they can't get their way. These are like little devils, right? They can't get their way. So they're super angry because they're trying to make David upset and sin. But what's David doing?
Wait, I'm going to make a devil.
David's saying, oh man, you put all these delights
Mom,
on this table.
How about
I
you
have
make shake
cherries
shake.
To eat.
Mom, how about,
I have
how
apples.
About you make Satan?
You can make what you want, how you want to represent enemies. You can do how you
Satan.
Want.
Satan.
I'm going to do how I want.
I want Satan.
I'm going to do my enemy.
You can do an enemy.
I would like to do Satan.
I'm going
to
draw a salad because David's like, oh man, you put all this goodness before me. I get to eat all this treasure.
I'm making a devil with
I'm going to make a banana. Horns. But listen, my thing's going to die here. My iPad's going to die. So you have to do the rest alone. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup is full. This iPad's gonna die. So you can make up the rest. My cup, overflows. Here's a cup, and it's got so much water in it.
Mommy, this is Satan.
Okay. All this overflows. It's like so much. There's extra. And it makes David so happy. Only goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life.
My
dwelling is in the house of Jehovah for a length of days. Yeah, okay. So you could make a house over David if you want. I'll just go till this dies. Here's the house over David. And he's saying, wow, you've made for me such an amazing house. This house is beautiful. He says, thank you, Lord, for this house.
And I'm also buying a bad house next to David's house. Mayo's house.
Goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life.
This is the bad house.
However you...
And this is David's house.
Want to represent kindness... Hey, please stop doing that loud noise.
David's house is going to be huge. Like a gigantic humongous.
Cade, I please ask you to stop.
I'm trying to make it upright.
I just ask you to stop doing this, making a lot of noise. Are you able to stop?
I'm done.
I understand you desire to put it upright. I am asking you to stop. Okay, thank you, Luke. You could put this away in your God notebook right here.
Can you help me?
Do you understand when I ask you to do something, you have to say, oh, okay, I want what mommy wants. Okay, and then stop glaring at me. Stop making an angry face.
Now, what are you doing?
I'm glad that's still up there, even though.
I'm making a beautiful house. Sorry, Mom. That was just an accident.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm ready to fight with my unicorn.
Can I go on a bike ride?
Hold on,
please.
Yeah, you can. You do have time. Yep.
Okay. Guys, come on. Let's go on a bike ride.
Mama, look at my house. Can you go to bed?
Beautiful.